how good a fit he's been here on and off the field. What's it been like playing with him, getting to know him?
It's been great. You know, I think he got a bad rap, you know, just by the media and like by people. But I mean, he's not been nothing but just amazing to this team and to his teammates. He's helped me out a ton, and you know, as you can see, we're clicking more and more every game. So, you know, I'm very happy for him, and you know, I'm glad that you know he's finally you know having fun playing the game and you know doing what he loves to do because he loves football a lot. So, you know, just really, really happy to be you know a part of his journey, and like just being around him has been real awesome.
CJ, Steph has faced every kind of coverage in his career with his various teams. How much of a benefit has that been to the other receivers and also you during the week of preparation?
It's been great. You know, we kind of talked about that, you know, throughout the offseason, just like how they would all, you know, help each other out by, you know, if you want to double tank one night, then the other dudes will go off, or you want to double so on and so forth, then, you know, just basically them eating off each other. And really just, you know, I think a lot of the attention has gone towards either Nico and Steph, and you know it's been good to see both of them kind of do well as the year has gone on. So I think they all have helped each other a lot.
From a competitor standpoint, stepping on the field for Josh with Josh Allen for the first time, does that excite you? I know it's obviously a team game, but does that excite you from like a competitive standpoint facing Josh the first time?
Not really. I mean, I'm a big fan of his. Really respect him. Met him this offseason. Told him that, you know, just a lot of respect for what he does. A heck of a football player. But, of course, yeah, my competitive nature is I want to win my one-on-one. But it's not like no added juice or nothing. It's just another week trying to go 1-0 versus myself, you know. I think whenever I get in my own ways, when I play bad, when I don't play as great as I can. But when I'm, you know, focusing on what I got going on, then that's when I do well. So I'm just going to focus on me, focus on the Texans and my team, and, you know, doing well for myself.
Was that Super Bowl radio role the first time you had met Josh?
I believe so, yes.
Second question. You can certainly correct me if I'm wrong. But the pass to Dare that went for 31 yards per game, was that intended to go deep and then you hit the check down? And if it was, do you feel like that showed a lot of growth in your game? You correct me if I'm wrong, though.
No, I think you're right. You know, it was that. I mean, we were trying to, you know, get behind the sticks and make a play, but they did a good job of taking all that away. And, you know, the younger CJ would probably still try to chuck it down the field to fit in the window. But, you know, I just took the check down, trusting in Dare, and, you know, he made a heck of a play. So, I'm trying to grow in my game as well, just like anybody else, you know, just week by week, taking what the defense gives me, even if that's bettering the field for, you know, punt, you know, and then just being mature that way, like flipping field position, because the younger and, like, more, like, non-controlled aggression quarterback would probably take it down the field and throw an interception, and then you flip the field even worse, you know. So then you give one of your playmakers an op too to make a play, and then he did that. So and it even happened on like a 3rd and 8. He felt a little bit of pressure, gave it to Dare over the middle, and he got the first down, you know. So like there's a lot of things that, you know, I feel like I'm definitely getting better and just being more mature, but you know, I'm trusting in my guys as well while I'm doing that.
CJ, when you went back and you looked at the film from Sunday, what are some of the things that you all can take into this Buffalo Bills game?
Really just getting in our way, you know, just playing complimentary football, helping ourselves out. You know, I think kind of just, you know, what are you doing to contribute to the team win? It's kind of like what I'm getting from this, from the last week's film, is like, are you on your A game every play to do what it needs to take to get a dub? So, I definitely think that popped out on film, and, you know, really, I think that's something that we can definitely get better at, is just playing complimentary football and just helping each other out, helping ourselves out.
What's it like when you're in a situation where you want to get the ball back, you're down 3, you had the 2 pass breakups to get the ball back, but you're also trying to prepare for the next drive? What is that whole vibe like on the sidelines when it's you want it to be in your control, but a couple things have to happen before you get the ball in your hands?
Control the controllables. It's not in my control, so I can't stress over it. Just, you know, I always say, prepare for the worst, hope for the best. And really just play what you see. So I'm not, at least I used to be a control freak, and that's when I was really roller coastery, like with my emotions. But now I'm just kind of like, you know, it is what it is. Play the next play. If I get my op, try to make the op. If I don't, got to get better from it. But, you know, I definitely don't try to control things I can't control. It's easier said than done. But
yesterday at a community event, he's very excited about the start. He says that also he knows the team can play even better. What do you think about that perspective that, you know, there's more to be done with this team?
I think, yeah, you can tell that we can definitely be better. But to sit 3-1 from the first quarter of the season is definitely a win in my book. But, you know, definitely got to clean up a lot of things to get better. But I think it's very adamant and very noticeable we can get better.
What was different in that last drive when we were able to get the ball back in the huddle? Was it the urgency? Was it just the moment as opposed to earlier in the second half where the offense was just struggling a little bit?
Some plays work, some plays don't. Yeah, I don't really know what to tell you. You know, it's just sometimes you go out there and it works. Sometimes you go out there and they make plays too. So I don't think anything changed. We just started making plays.
Take to get Tank rolling kind of like what he was last year. It seems like he hasn't quite been last year's version of Tank just yet. What's it going to take to get him going?
I would say just him being himself, our team owning our identity, and really just playing what we see. So, I think last year is last year, even though, you know, I think he did really great last year. I know he wants to move on from that and do well this year. And he's very motivated. We're motivated to get him rolling too. So, you know, it's part of my job to get him the ball and to make sure that, you know, he gets a fair amount of targets, you know, just like everybody else. So, but no, that's definitely a key component to this game is getting Tank Dell going, because I think he's one of the best receivers in the league.
You mentioned throughout the offseason, you know, you guys had target on your back, how, you know, a lot of you guys were leading into expectations internally. You guys had high hopes for you guys. Obviously, the Bills are a team that, you know, have been kind of in that ilk of trying to compete for the championship. That's what you guys are trying to do. This is kind of like that first test of going against a team that's, you know, in that vein that you guys obviously want to be in and can be in. So what's kind of been the approach going into this week? Are you guys made it bigger than it's supposed to be? Are you guys not? Like, what's kind of been the approach this week going into this matchup?
You know, if your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Answer to that. I think every team in the NFL is good, so I don't really look at the Bills like, oh, they're no, don't get me wrong, they are a great football team. Like, they have done what they've done for a very good reason. Like, Josh, I can go on and on about the Bills. Trust me, they are amazing. But once again, you know, we're football players too. We're dogs just like they are, you know. So it's going to be a great matchup. I definitely got a lot of respect for them. Great defense. McDermott has a great philosophy on how he calls plays. And, you know, they're playing really well together. And then their offense, of course, they're going to score points. Josh Allen is definitely a top premier quarterback in his league. And I'm a big fan of his. Watch his game a lot. So, you know, just a ton of respect for them. But, you know, I don't look at it as like up or down. You know exactly what I would say. So, yeah.
We'll close with Aaron.
Not trying to sound arrogant, just being real.
CJ, Steph got the touchdown, but had a little option if he wanted to throw it. Did the guys give you tips on run the route, or you don't need their tips from the receivers?
Honestly, like, it wasn't even part of the play. I just was trying to – I seen him kind of get stuck up, and I was like, I'm going to take off, see if he throws it to me. And I didn't – kind of knew I wasn't going to get it, so I just told the DB, gotcha. Like, I grabbed two and freed him up a little bit. So, yeah.
CJ, it's four games into the season, and how much continuity are you building with your offensive line? Because, you know, last season, you didn't have Kenyon, you didn't have Juice, and now they're back. Titus was out for a little bit. How much continuity are you building, finally getting your complete offensive line back?
It's been huge, you know, just to be able to not only just be out there on the field with them, but just also spend time with them away from the field. But, you know, I definitely think, like, they're starting to buy into, you know, what our scheme is about. And you can see that week in, week out, us just getting better up there. And I definitely do think, like, we're just on the way up. I know sometimes it may not look like that because you're getting 1 or 2 yard runs, but they're really, we're really, really, really close, you know. So I'm just super proud of those guys for not, because I mean they've been, you know, criticized, and even we like our coaches even coached them probably the hardest out of they coach everybody, and they've done nothing but just, you know, look themselves in the eye and look themselves in the mirror, and you know, just come up to work every day and work and work and work and work and work, you know, and they're the reason why we win games. And that's point blank, period. So,
What about the Bills' defense? What about the Bills' defense makes their defense so good from what you've seen on film?
Just their ability to bend, not break. You know, like they don't really give up big plays. They have some guys who play their system very well. I know they're dealing with some injuries, but you know, Ed Oliver jumps out on film. Vaughn jumps out on film. 50 jumps out on film. Like, the backers play really good in the pass game. I think his name 31 Rasul or Russell. Great DB, takes the ball away a lot. Got a lot of respect for him. And then DeMar is playing really good ball as well. So got some key components on that side, and definitely got some playmakers. So you know, got to be able to take care of the ball, and you know, be able to, you know, just move the ball and score points. All right, thanks, y'all.